This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Hello there, and welcome to the Cusper Radio Show on this a Black Friday in so many ways. But what is a Black Friday? What is it, Kevin?
A Black Friday is where you get amazing discounts, Casper.
Really?
Of up to 75%.
Slaan my word, ek koop met a credit card. Really?
Have you seen those pictures?
Of what?
Of the Black Friday and all the queues everywhere across the country.
You see, what pisses me off about it is the fact that we are just copying America.
Yeah.
What has Black Friday got to do with us? What has it got to do with us?
Exactly. And especially when I'm searching for Black Friday, I want to see what's happening in South Africa and all these American sort of feeds are coming through.
Well, let's hear, what is Black Friday?
Hello, I'm Roger. I'm here to remind you to get a head start on all your trophy tie and toy buying by going out to our Black Friday sale. Black Friday is a day invented by us, the people who sell things, to lure you, the humans who buy them, away from your families on one by enticing you with marginal discounts on products that you can buy literally anytime you want on the internet. Probably for an even better discount. But we spend millions of dollars on advertising to convince you that Black Friday is the only day you can buy any of these gift items, as if we wouldn't immediately and wordlessly take your money on any other day of the year. We've made it our mission to convince you that all the smart shoppers do their holiday trophy collecting on Black Friday. We even turn it into a competition by arbitrarily limiting the time these great bargains will be available, which is enough to turn many of you into bloodthirsty Vikings, battering and trampling each other for the privilege of paying slightly less money for some toy or small appliance that you could have easily purchased months ago on your smartphone. This is a crock pot, a product you never think about that spends 364 days a year collecting dust on retail shelves across America. And on Black Friday, you can have one for just $20, which for all you know could be a great deal. You don't know. You haven't priced crock pots recently because you don't want one. But there you go, buying it anyway. Only a fool would pass this up.
And you're not a fool, are you?
Because there's nothing more important than rewarding your friends and family with prizes. That's why we've gradually started kicking off Black Friday earlier and earlier to let you get the jump on all those other bargain hunters eager to go out and buy secret rewards for other people at 5 o'clock in the morning. Is 5 too late in the day for you? Worried all the good bargains will be gone by the time you get there? How about 4 a.m. or 3? Heck, we'll open our doors for you at midnight and make it seem like we're giving you an inside track to beat the crowd. And you want that, because our ad has been specifically designed to induce anxiety in you by convincing you that everyone else is shopping earlier, faster, and smarter than you. At any rate, regardless of when you show up, you'll still be one person in an impossibly massive crowd of the most stressed people you will ever encounter while being bombarded by all the bright arrows and signs telling you about the deals that we assure you are insane. It's altogether an overwhelming and unpleasant experience for everyone. We are so dedicated in delivering to you the ultimate negligible discounts on frivolous items experience, at least until we have another sale at the end of the month, like we always do, to give everyone a chance to buy all the prizes they really wanted instead of whatever you got for them on Black Friday. So we'll see you bright and early Friday morning. It's all a question of how much you like being around your family versus how much you like buying things for them. And isn't that what Christmas is all about? Happy holidays.
Let's go! Casper Radio Show.
So there you go. Food for thought. Black Friday, I don't know. We should have our own day, like Mandela Day, or, you know?
I think we have that.
Yeah, but then that's the day when you get everything off price.
Yeah.
Or 66% off.
Or Casper Day.
I think that's clever. 67% off on Mandela Day.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What would Casper get off his days?
What would I give off?
Like what number do we associate?
I would get off a radiant personality. That's what I would give off. We have a fan. Oh, God. I must speak into the mic as well. We have a... Extra! Oh, God, sach. Let's do it again. We have a...
Special
guest here. It is Mr... Well, I said yesterday our guest would be Mr. South Africa, J.P. Roberts. But he is a runner-up. And I was there last night. JP, good morning.
Morning, Casper.
It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for having me again. And thank you guys so much for actually being at the show last night.
Ah, it was a pleasure. And you know what? We thought you're going to win. Why didn't you win your social challenge? Because we were part of that, weren't we?
That was a part of the challenge of becoming Mr. People's Choice, but apparently there was somebody that worked a little bit harder than me.
I voted for you for People's Choice as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the guy, it looks like Heinz Winkler, he won.
Dion Nietling to everybody else.
Yeah.
He looks like Heinz Winkler.
He
in
does.
In the top 14 group, we call him Arnie Jordan.
Oh, even
Sicher, toen Arno nog jong was.
Ja.
Onlangs voor Arno gezien.
But Palesa, can't we call Charlene? Because she missed last night. She was on the show with JP when we were live on the Rospus radio show. And then last night she couldn't make it because she was late. So if we can call...
She was late.
She was late in Pretoria. Let her explain, I think, Gavin. Oh. Let her explain.
Okay, why don't we let her explain,
yeah,
Casper?
Let her explain. I just don't know where to put her on. That I don't know with this new keyboard. So I hope someone will come and show me that. For the rest, I can tell you that the evening... Oh, there she is. Oh, we're calling her now. And we've lost her again. It was a very nice evening. It was a long evening.
How long?
It was fucking long.
It was from 7 o'clock to past 11.
And you stayed that long?
I had to wait for the winner because I was sure it was JP.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did win Mr. Photogenic.
I won Mr. Photogenic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But that means that you're the prettiest, so why didn't you win? You can't send an ugly duckling to represent us. You know? JP, you were the most masculine guy there. You look manly on stage, big. The others were a bit too small. There was one guy a bit taller than you, but he had haunched shoulders. But the others were too young. They looked smaller, like little dwarfs. I'm sorry. Who's the winner?
That would be Habib Norbay.
No, don't tell sexual things to me. I want to know who was the winner. Habib Norbay?
From where's Habib?
Habib is from Cape Town. If that's a bit much, you can just call him Boo Boo.
Oh my goodness.
That's even more sexual. Hi, boo boo.
No, this past week, everybody's developed nicknames for each other, and it started pretty much from boo boo, and we've covered, I think, every character in The Lion King as well. So everybody's got a nickname.
What's your nickname?
I'm Scar.
Why?
Because I've got the car accident scar. So, and apparently I look like the evil uncle, so I'm Scar.
Where's the scar?
It's over here.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
There.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Sometimes a scar is sexy, JP.
Apparently.
Yes. You know, but I met your mother last night.
Oh, God.
Do you know where you were made? She told me that. Do you know? Have she told you?
Yes, I know.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I was going to surprise you. You were made by what? Jakkels op punt, hoor.
Jakkelspits.
Jakkelspits in 'n kampterrein.
Ah, Jakkelspits.
Ja.
That's where you were made, JP.
Dis waar die gesprekke gegaan het getrant.
No wonder I hate camping. And this is the things you guys are talking about while I'm waltzing around on stage in underwear.
Yes, in underwear.
Wait, is that a true story?
That's a true story.
Uit
sy ma se mond uit.
Yeah, she told us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were there. She said at one point, why can't I hear you screaming for JP? I told her, when last did you have a fucking ear test? Because I'm shouting my ass off for JP.
Oh, that sounds like a woman that we need to get into studio.
Yeah, she's nice. I just wanted to say that we did not get goodie bags. I was very pissed off at that because everyone was sitting there. Casper Bosman was there.
Who?
Casper Bosman, he's a designer. It's a Casper. I've never met that Casper. I want to meet all the Caspers.
Oh my goodness.
He was there. He got a goodie fucking bag. I didn't.
Ja, ek moet sê die, ek weet nie, die event planning, as ek terugdink aan die jaar toe Armand gewen het.
Armand was there as well.
Dit was a sit-down, formal dinner gewees.
What year did he win again? 2002.
Didn't he have an extra 6 months?
Yeah.
He had an extra 6 months, didn't he?
Yeah.
Extra 2 years, Gavin.
Oh my goodness.
He's got a 2014 on his sash. He's like the real queen. He's like forever the king.
Oh my goodness.
But now he's at last he's gone.
Maar as jy dink daai aand, dit was letterlik sit down gewees, waiters het bedien 'n 3-gang maaltyd en dit was 'n regte nice. Dit was 'n kleiner event, daar was minder mense gewees as gisterand. Dit was by Engedi Lodge gewees daai keer.
Which is where? That time.
Ja.
And last night?
Last night was by Rand Airport in een van die hangars. Stunning venue, so regte nice venue, met moerse vliegtuig in die background van die stage en stunning gelyk, maar as jy kyk na op die website, hulle kaartjies verkoop vir R750.
Ja,
'n kaartjie.
And your tables and chairs and things like
niks
that.
Niks tafels nie. Dit is stoele gepak soos 'n hoërskoolkonsert.
No.
So om die stage.
JB is still hier, hè.
En
close your ears.
Dit is nie gereël nie, dis nie sy skuld
nie. Yeah, I know. But we are now tearing his evening apart. No. but JP, have you been, well, this is going to sound very sexual, have you been entered before? have you entered before?
No.
No, this is your first time.
So,
was this your first time?
Yeah, so what initially happened is Armand won Mr. South Africa in 2014, and
that's
in
right.
the 2015 competition, Armand went to Worlds, and they postponed the local competition because you can't have a new Mr. South Africa crowned here and then have a current Mr. South Africa representing at Worlds. So we were basically put over from the 2015 competition to this
so
one.
So you were on a waiting...
I was basically on a waiting list.
A list, okay.
Yeah.
Someone, are you taking pictures, Bernard?
I did already.
Oh.
And we've posted, even on the Casper
really,
thing.
Oh, really, did you?
Yeah.
Het jy nog hier achtergekom dat al wanneer daar foto's gepost word van die shows as ek op die show is nie?
Ja, yeah, but not about you. Oh, you want him, the dreamboat.
Ice, ek het.
The dreamboat.
Ek het.
Not the fucking...
the what boat?
But can't
the
we?
Fish trailer.
But can't we? Can't we have JP's shirt just a little bit down,
yes,
just so that people can
see? Jy moet gesien het hoe down was sy shirt gestrand.
Is dit?
Vrou!
So we just want to take a picture, JP. I'm a happily married person, so there's no like intention whatsoever.
Oh, take picture. Are you standing up now?
Okay, wait, it's on selfie, I'm putting it back.
Oh my goodness, oh my God, he's Oh, look at that. Oh, my gee.
Look at those. That's amazing.
Look at those things. What do you call them? Aura.
Veins. Yeah, veins. Veins.
Vein. Oh, my God.
Aura in aura.
Amazing.
Aura in Thank aura.
Ah,
I'm like that one guy. There was one guy last night, he had a boner on stage.
Yeah, it was.
And I'm like,
but are you guys sure? Like, so it was actually
proper.
Was showing us
boner.
Which way to go, and it was forward.
Self like, the presenter, what, Jerry V?
Jerry Ramaphosa.
Say,
Jerry say, Ramaphosa.
Is she sure?
Who's the presenter? Jerry Ramapinga. She's like in with everyone.
Is it? Anne van Gehoort, wat zij meer famous geraakt heeft in dat zijn nieuwe.
I just know her as Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry.
Maar zij heeft zelfs een joke gemaakt over die erection.
Over die erection.
But what do you think? So they were judging. Clearly, they were judges last night. So was he trying to like impress the judges?
He came on, excuse the expression, first, and then that's the first thing we saw was this compass showing us north. And then he came on and we had and then he turned and we saw so I don't know what his case was. But he got our attention.
Let's just say he rose to the occasion.
He rose to the occasion.
Was daar pilletjes achter backstage?
No.
Well, dan heeft hij van het gekry.
Daar was niet, maar daar was een pilletje backstage. That's for sure. That I can tell you. That I can tell you. But of course we wanted to bring our special guest who was with us the day that JP was on our show, but she couldn't come because of various reasons, but we got her on the phone for you, JP. Say hello to your friend Charlene.
Hey Charlene.
Hello my liefste JP. Mwah, wat moes gewen het en nou derde gekomen.
Ek hoor.
Ja, dit kan van die blerry dinge.
Ach, kyk so daarna, hulle het vir my titel gegee wat van hulle het vir my 'n titel gegee wat sê ek's mooi, so dis all right.
Fok, dit ook maar jy is die beste. ek is so jammer, ek kon nie gisteraand kom nie. Jy moet weet, wat enig my haare gelat doen.
Oei,
kom
jette.
Ek in Pretoria, het is ook 2 ure laat en die krag is af. Let's not go there. Dit is a very sore point. I didn't make it last night. Maar ek is seker as ek daar gewees het, dat ek daar allemaal geskiet met die pellet gun.
I think there would have been a revolution. There would have been a revolution, hello? Charlene. Can you hear me?
Yes, there would have been. There would have been.
If you were there, we would have stormed the stage.
Oh, JP, congratulations, my darling.
Thank you, Charlene. I really appreciate it.
I know, as far as I'm concerned, you're simply the best. And of course, we met you. Are fabulous.
Oh,
but never mind,
you.
There's always the next time. Mens weet nie wat die mense dink nie.
Nee, verseker. Verseker. Was
and
I hear,
take down. Kijk dan het oorgevat.
Ja, nee, totaal. Die top 5 kom allemaal van die Weskaap af, so.
Ja.
Is dit? Oh,
die mooie mans kom van die...
Daar moet ek en Kasper om al twee stil blijf, want ons is basis ook van daar onder.
Nee, maar dit verduidelik ons hoekom julle lyk soos julle doen.
Hoe lekker.
Ja, maar die
hulle is prachtig.
Precies. Okay. Maar hoor jy, JP? Ja, ons moes daar gewees het, man, ek is regtig spyt, ek kon dit nie maak nie. Was jy nou tweede, dan kan ons altyd vir die wenner magwerk vir hulle gegeet, dat jy kan oorvat, bestaan jy.
Charlene, baie dankie, ek waardeer het regtig baie.
But listen, my darling, you must keep up the good work.
Nee, verseker.
Keep up the good work, en as hulle, eers vir een mens kom sê, julle is allemaal wenner, dan wil ek hulle sommer klap, because it never works like that. Een kreeg die bloody titel, die ander is aangeneide lappe. Oh, no. But congratulations, I think you are fabulous, regtig waar.
Dankie, Charlene.
Ek denk, jy persoonlijk, jy is fantastisch, en jy moet die goedes met jy aan deel neem, jy is nog jonk en dikkerig en sexy. Ek en Kasper sal nooit so'n competitie ween nie, but it was a grand figure.
But we will attend.
We will attend, ja. Rab het nou maar in, Kassie. Jy weet, ek het drie kak gesit gestraat.
Ja, nee, ons het jou gemis, but at least you got to say hello to him.
Toe maar, Charlene, dis Gavin wat praat, ek was ook nie daar nie.
Hallo, Gav, hoe gaat het met jou?
Ek mis jou, my darling.
Ek het lang met jou gepraat.
I miss you.
Ja, maar we must have tea in city.
Yes.
We must really have tea.
Exactly. I don't smoke anymore.
Oh my God, now you see, then I don't think my friendship is going to last.
Exactly. Or when we go to our drive to Pretoria, then I have to pull down.
But it's nice to speak to you guys.
Thank you.
I have an audition doing of my own dag.
Oh.
And 30 years in the industry, I must still audition. Ek is seker as ek wit gewees het, is dit nie nodig om te audition nie.
What's a role is that?
Nee, ek kan nie nou baie sê nie, kan jy vir jou privaat vertel.
Okay. So dit is 'n pornographic movie. Lippet in die klippe 2. Fila sekond. Ek ons praat weer. Bye,
okay,
Charlie.
Thank you,
my
darling. Have a nice show.
Bye, Charlie.
And good luck for the new JP. You deserve it.
Thank
bye,
you, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
Ek sit hier so, ek luister vir al die kak wat jy praat.
Hallo, my liefie.
Bye.
Ons sal mekaar gauw weer zien en pas met... Jy moet vir JP oppas, okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was nice, eh?
Ach, jylle, sien ons sokies.
I wonder who this is.
Ach, fok.
I wonder why JP said, ach, fok. Why would he say, ach, fok?
I don't know.
Could this be JP singing?
Say you're lonely. You cried the whole night through.
Indeed, it's JP. And
well,
it's,
you can cry me a river.
He's crying us a river.
Cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Oh, JP, I came a river over you. Shed a tear, babe. Remember, I remember all that you said. You told me love was stupid, yeah. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove that you do. One of the questions you got yesterday was, who would you invite to dinner, remember? And you said what?
Jacob Zuma and Desmond Tutu.
Yeah, it was a good answer. At that moment, I thought, who would I say? But you see, you couldn't have said what I said because that would have been too out there. But I thought... what's his name? Malema and Steve Hoffmeyer.
They did phrase the question strategically, though. Who would you take to dinner?
Yeah.
If we wanted a big bash up, then I would have probably taken those two.
Yeah, that because it would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
You could have made that a TV series.
I cried a river. Over you.
Wow.
I say that's JP Roberts, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Are you sure that's him?
Yes. It's you, hey?
Yes, it is.
Okay, wait. What do you do? I forgot to ask that.
I do a couple of things. So I'm a singer, I'm a model, I'm an actor, and apparently now a title holder. Apart from that, I own a restaurant in Sea Point.
That's what I want to ask you. What's that name and where? Is it called JP's Meat? JP's Meat?
JP's Meat. So, okay, so I think this is kind of the platform where I can say this. Obviously, Sea Point in Cape Town is a very, very gay area.
Yeah.
Okay. With that said, that was not the reason why we bought the restaurant. But now my manager has got this standing joke. The backyard is called the back, or the restaurant is called the restaurant is called the Backyard Grill.
Oh, I thought the back door.
And my,
Backyard Grill. I love it.
And my manager's got the standing joke, welcome to the Backyard Grill, where the back door is always preferred. And then I want to die.
Oh,
my goodness. I want to come visit there now.
Yeah, we'll go to the Backyard Grill.
Please do.
Yeah, no, we'll definitely.
And then we'll go to the other club.
Why did you do that? Because you're a businessman?
I needed something that is going to be able to sustain my life.
And you like that kind of thing?
I enjoy people. I enjoy food.
It's tense.
It is, but it's a lot of fun. I enjoy working with people. I enjoy making food. Part of the reason why I gym so hard is because I spend at least 4 hours a day eating. Apart from that, I needed to free up some time now, especially with the Mr. South Africa competition. I want to focus on my modeling. And apart from that, I'm steadily busying. Building that life for me and the better half. I want to be able to get married someday. Want to have kids. Want to do like the house and white picket fence type of thing. Sickening, I know.
Do you cook yourself? Do you cook the food yourself?
No, I've actually got chefs. I'm more the dessert type of guy. So whenever I get bored, I'll fly into the kitchen and whip up desserts or stuff and then just hand it out to people.
So if I were to come to your restaurant, what would you recommend for me and Casper to eat?
Ribs. Ribs, absolutely. Why? Ribs, because it's the signature dish of that restaurant, and that's part of the reason why I bought it, because I literally went and googled best ribs in Cape Town and this place came up, and then a week later I got a call from a business broker saying, hey, listen, so there's this place for sale, and she told me about it. I'm like, let's talk.
Okay. Now, Mark wants to know where's the pictures of JP undressing himself.
Mark, just take a breather from Twitter and go to Facebook, because it's there. It's been there for like the last like 20 minutes already.
Really? I missed that.
And Mark, you'll see there's pictures where JP is like just touching his button and then singing it alo meer and meer funny 6-pack of a 12-pack of whatever pack that is.
Fantastic. There's something else I wanted to tell him now, but then you said about gym. So who did we meet there yesterday? Our friends
from
Body Tech.
Yay!
Yeah, they were there.
Which ones? Our usual friends that come in here.
Jean. And he looked quite dapper.
Oh wow. In a suit.
He had a suit on.
No.
And some blingy bling thing there in the, where his neck is.
Oh my goodness.
Like, inderdaad, Johan genoem het die hele aand.
Het hy jou Johan genoem?
Jy het hom Johan genoem.
Nee.
It's not the first time.
Nee, my vriend. Ek het hom genoem
Johan.
Jean. Ek het gesê Jean en toe sê ek Johan.
I love the fact that when he came in here, Casper was like interviewing him and calling him Johan like in the studio.
Really?
And he allowed you to. People allow you to do things, Casper.
I know, Peter. So now, let us quickly play, because I built a beautiful segue to Body Tech. So let's play this and then they're happy.
I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to Body Tech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. Body Tech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at bodytech.co.za. That's Body T-E-C. Body Tech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
So I got to tell you that last night I would have worn something completely different, but there was a problem with getting it ready. So I wore my kaftan I wore for the comedy awards, you know. And I couldn't see that well where I was, so I walked to the stage, more to the stage on the side, and I stood there. And this very sexy little guy was a bit smaller than me. He was from some country that they speak French or Indian or some, I don't know where from. Bad looking. And he said, "Excuse me, I just want to tell you, you look wonderful."
Wow. That is sweet.
Thank you so much, you wonderful, sweet little thing. You little papadom. And tell me. And then he said, "Why are you here?" I said, "You don't know me?" He said, "No." I said, I'm new to the country. I said, "Oh, I'm here for the radio show, for radio shows." He says, "Okay, I'm here for the sunglasses." So maybe that was the sponsor for the sunglasses. JP, who were they?
Hang on a second. Was this the little muscled boy that walked around? Was he not muscled?
He wasn't muscled, but he was nice looking.
And
a little muscled boy.
Yeah, there was that guy dangling from the ceiling shirtless.
No.
Not him.
No. That was just a customer who got drunk.
No, that wasn't him.
No,
that was probably the director of Falco Milano, if he's referring to the sunglasses.
The sunglasses, yeah.
They were one of our official sponsors.
Oh, and he came to speak
a French guy. Did he speak in a proper French accent?
Yeah, like strange French accent. And I was like totally taken aback. And I said, "Well, he's what's your name?" He says, I said, "I'm Casper, like the friendly ghost." And he said, and he said, "Yo, you are friendly." Oh, and then he fucked off.
Did you not get his name?
I was like, and he fucked off. Another sponsor I saw there, except for Boritech, was Martinez Hall. Now, I don't know what they sponsored.
So the sponsors actually covered like quite a bit of stuff. It's not necessarily that one sponsor would have just covered prizes.
Yeah.
There were a couple of sponsors like Martinez that were actually like support systems. They supported the organization of the event and stuff like that. So okay. they kind of have overlapping sponsorships, so to speak.
Mm. Okay. What happens now with you? Are you now obliged still to do things, or have you been relieved of all tasks?
No. We're still very much obligated. We are Mr. South Africa ambassadors now, even though we are not, myself and Dion are not the current Mr. South Africa.
But you've got a sash.
We've got a sash.
That's what's so nice.
And with that sash comes responsibility.
Yeah, sashay away, my darling. So you have to wear the sash. Mr. Photogenic, I mean, that's a good sash.
That is a very good sash.
That's a good sash.
Yeah. So with that said, I'm basically obligated towards Falco Milano now. We're doing shoots with them.
That's is that the guy who hit
yes,
me?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go with.
You're more than welcome to. Yeah. My face is apparently going to be plastered in their stores.
Ah.
That is amazing.
Ejectwear, the underwear sponsors.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah. they're one of my personal sponsors as well.
Ah.
So
have you got Ejectwear on right now?
I do, actually.
Showing us.
Okay, wait. My phone is out. My phone is out. Because Mark on our social media is going to nag again.
Oh
wait.
God, eject.
Just take my phone off selfie. There we go. Okay, wait. There's something protruding from your pants, eh?
That's erect. Oh, no, it's eject.
It's his cell phone. Okay, done. I'll be posting pictures shortly.
We love Eject's underwear. And then I also wanted to say that Armand Duplessis, who is actually a very sweet Mr. South Africa.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he was a good Mr. South Africa.
Bless his soul.
But they said goodbye to him, but the track was a bit too long. So they played Time to Say Goodbye, 8 minutes and 45 seconds.
What?
And the Mr. South Africans went up and down and off and up and down, went into the plane that were there on the airport, came out again. Armand was still waving.
Oh my goodness.
Hy het vorentoe geloop, gewaai, en teruggeloop en baie awkwardly het almal net daar gestaan. En die track het gespeel en gespeel en gespeel, seker vir 3 minute.
Nie fotos nie.
Toe loop hy weer vorentoe en waai maar weer en toe loop hy weer agter toe staan hulle weer.
I would have played like pictures of him next, like over the years.
They did. Voor dit.
They did. They should have played it then.
While the song was playing.
Not one picture of me with him, though.
Oh, my goodness.
No. With Gareth Cliff. Yeah. With some other schmuck. What's his name? What's her name? That famous woman who goes everywhere from Hong Kong.
Jen.
Yeah. She was there.
Jen Su.
Not one with me.
Oh, my goodness. Armand. Casper is not really upset.
Yeah.
But now, Armand, did he cry?
No, yeah. His mother did.
He's got a beautiful mother.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's very sweet. Yeah.
It was a little bit awkward. I was just standing there going, okay, this is long, and I know this song. I know how much more is coming.
Because then the man came in.
Can we just turn the tempo to like 1.25 here and speed things up?
Yeah, I was thinking, where's the guy? You just faded out now. But shame. Okay, it was done, and it was a good, and we'll never, never, ever, ever forget that moment. yes, what else did I want to tell you? Jerry was a good MC, yeah? But what is her surname, man? She's very famous.
Jerry Ranselli.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. She's amazing.
She's very good, yeah.
She's also from Cape Town.
Yeah.
Sy het ook baie goed gehandeld, want very. Het vreselijk lang gevat. Wat was dit? Vreselijk. Vreselijk lang gevat om die punte op te tel. En sy het die crowd goed gehandeld. Ek meen,
is dit?
Jy kan achterkom soos in, dit is soos in, moet nie nou gebeur nie, maar sy het goed gedra.
Wow.
Ja.
Are you allowed to enter again, Mr. Dapy?
Technically, no. So, some of the guys that have reached top 14, but they don't have official titles, or they didn't make top 5, they can enter again. We're not allowed to. We've gotten, ironically enough, the top 3 has taken all of the prizes that they are. Mr. Photogenic, Mr. Hot, Mr. People's Choice, Mr. South Africa, first runner-up and second runner-up. So those 6 titles were pretty much divided between the 3 of us. So there is not a chance that we or the other 2 gentlemen from the top 5 are allowed to enter again.
Now, the winner, Habib Naimevier, is he going to go to the Mr. World competition?
There's not a Mr. World competition next year.
What? So,
what?
No.
Wait, I'm confused.
But why not?
There's only a Mr. World hosted every 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So Habib can be for 2 years.
Habib's going to be another 2 years.
No. They, as far as planning goes, there will be a new Mr. South Africa crowned this time next year again.
Okay.
And then he will probably go to Mr. World.
Okay, well, I can understand
that. This is kind of stupid. Then people are going to like start planning when to enter Mr. SA.
Yeah. Yes.
So that they can go to
it's gonna
the
be
Mr.
A
World
dry
competition.
Oh, it's already. It's
so elke 2 jaar gaan het in die hanger gehou word.
Ooh, in die hanger. Yeah. I see. Well, I'm going to play a game with Jaal. It's called the Benedict Cumberbatch game. Okay? So, because Benedict Cumberbatch is such a cock name, you can create your own kind of Benedict Cumberbatch name.
Well, ek het verby dit geskrul nou dag op Facebook, maar ek het nie aandag gekyk nie.
No, yeah. Well, that's why I'm me and you.
Don't matter, you doing it now.
Well, jy like foto's op Instagram en dan vra jy mes details vir die foto en dan sê ek het nie regtig gekyk nie.
Hoorie som, nou moet ek gou erken nie, in my kantoor is Casper, jy is soos 'n hero. Ek moes vir weke en weke lank en ek het 200 mense in my kantoor.
Nie
in my restaurant, nie my vorige voltydse werk.
Ja?
Ek moes vir weke na ons laaste onderhoud vir almal foto's wys en vertel en hy is hy regtig so nice, is hy cool. So vader sê dank, ek het bedank, want as ek nou terugkom by die huis, gaan ek net soos 'n Facebook post doen of wat ook al en sê vir Casper ontmoet, as jy enige details wil hê, lees die flip en prentjie of lees die foto
of luister die podcast.
Dis altyd vir my die lekkerste ding as Casper gaan in een van my foto's like. Die eerste keer wat dit gebeur het, was ek so shell-shocked geweest.
Regtig.
Ek het dit gescreenshot. Ek's van sheesh, daai oomblik wat Casper de Vries op jou foto's
goodness,
like.
That's amazing.
Hier's 'n message van Cindy op Facebook.
Wat sê sy?
Sy sê you guys have me frack cracked up. Ek neem aan sy bedoel seker cracked up. Maar sy sê kry fracked up this morning. JP has an awesome voice too and loved the call with Charlene.
Oh, that's good. Okay, Thank so you, what's your Benedict Cumberbatch name? So what's the first letter of your... your JP. So what was on J?
Johannes.
So Johannes Petrus.
Yeah.
First letter of your first name is a J and the last letter of your last name is S.
So this S.
Roberts.
So J-S.
Roberts. J-S. So your name, your Benedict Cumberbatch name is... Back it up. Thundercats.
Okay. Ek het Thundercats gelove.
Back it up, Thundercats. Jy is Barend, nie Bernard.
Bernard.
So jy is Benedict, en die last letter of your last name
is
Thundercats. Benedict Thundercats. So die twee Thundercats is hier so. Gavin?
I don't want to be a Thundercats as well.
You aren't.
No, yeah, I am, because I'm also S.
We're all family.
No, man. Not. Prince. No, it's not your last name. It's your last name. So
your second name?
Johannes.
I'm Jacques.
Okay, so you're Johannes.
Beatrice is nog steeds
a S. Beatrice. Okay, so jy bly a Thundercat.
We gaan my noemnaam of my regte name?
Ek weet nie. Jy's Benedict.
Want dan moet dit 'n S en 'n S wees.
Okay, dan is jy 'n Thundercat en
I
Jy's Gavin, so jy is Bob and Stick.
Bob and Stick.
Ja, Bob and Stick. Gavin Thundermunch.
Oh,
Bob and Stick Thundermunch.
Ja, klink se porn naam.
En ek is Benadryl. Dit klink so fucking mis.
Oh ja, proper.
Benadryl R. Kasper.
Dit klink soos hoesgoed.
Custard bath. Ja, ek klink of ek siek.
Benadryl.
Benadryl. Ja, Benadryl.
Wat twee slukke Benadryl vanaand voor jy gaan slaap.
Gepraat van 'n Benadryl. Dit laat my dink aan 'n Benadryl. Sê vir my, het jy vir ons enige lekker skeer en skinner nies, Bernard?
Ek het.
Kan ek sting speel?
Gooi hom vir ons.
Tande dik, of wat is jou naam?
Thundercat.
I'll take tande dik, boor Thundercat. Skeer en skinner,
met Bernard en Gasper. Skeer en skinner, gebeur alles.
Vertel jy alles. Ek wil, hierdie wil ek nie eintlik baie aandag aan gee nie. Ek wil dit net vinnig mention.
But, maar jy gaan dit toch steeds mention.
Ja, ek wil net mention dat die mense weet hoe fucked up dit is.
Okay.
Laat die NG Kerk het nou weer besluit.
Please. Oh, please.
Dis nou verby, die mollas is nou nie meer welkom.
Grow up.
Het hulle nie nou die ander dag gesê, ons is
deel. Nee, ons is nou, hulle het 'n ringsitting gehad, die synode, en gesê, ons is baie welkom. Yeah. En nou is hulle, nee, ons het 'n fout gemaak nie, dit is nou verby, julle kan nie meer.
Hierdie gaan vir my baie interessant wees, en julle het hom heel moontlik gisteraand ontmoet, en ek is nou op die punt wat ek nie, verskoon my Afrikaans, 'n donor kan omgee, wie weet nie, ek is gay, julle het gisteraand my ontmoet, hy swat actually teologie.
Jy is gay?
Teologie?
Teologie. En soos Kasper sal sê, ek sê regheid vir mense, ek skeef.
Maar as hy ingekeer?
Ja.
Gaan ek hieponder? Sê ons altyd, as gereformeerdes.
O, okay.
Of het ons. Ek is nou nie meer geloof. Gaan ek
hieponder.
Ons het altyd vir die ingekeer, sê gaan ek hieponder. So what does he think about all this?
Weet jy, ek stem saam met Bernard, dis rarig, dis messed up. Ek bedoel, op die uiteinde van die dag, in my opinie, allemaal is mens, gay, straight, wit, zwart, pink, wat ook al flip en geloof. Liefde vir my is liefde, of dit nou tussen een man, een vrou is. Ek bedoel, daar is mense wat soos ordentlike, vaste, loyale, committed verhoudings het. En dan word daar vir ouens soos ons gesê, ons mag nie trou nie, en as gevolg van een groep mense se besluit. En
dis mense se subjektiewe besluit.
My hele vraag is net wie het gedood in jou die Here gemaak? Wie het vir jou die reg gegee om te besluit wat reg of verkeerd is?
Exactly.
So dis ek het actually daai prentjie net gesien te dink ek, flip Bernard, waar is jy besig?
ja, maar yeah. Dit op die einde van die dag. Kyk, wat hulle verkeerd doen is hulle verloor customers. Hulle gaan customers verloor die kerk.
En dan, ja, maar dis jy sê gebruik die perfekte woord, want dit is wat gemeentelede deesdae is customers. Mm. Dit gaan niks meer oor geloof of waar het eindelijk moet gaan nie. Dit is customers kom. Wat geld moet bring. As jy nie geld gee nie, sorry fuck off.
Mm. Ja, precies. Precies.
Okay, well, NG Kerk, wat is jou man se naam nou weer?
Stefan?
Nee.
that was very scary.
I know, I'm so scared today. Oh, well, we need people like him. You need people like him in church to help the verstokte ou mannetjies who all want to interpret.
I haven't been to church in like years. But the interesting thing is my son demands, but he says like on a Saturday, he asked my husband already, like, are we going to church tomorrow? That is because he's like, and it's not like that.
What's a kerk is jelle?
Well, not me. I don't go with Rivers Church. Remember that pastor that made the racist comments in church and then like, and most of his people are like black people in church and then he made racist comments and he was all over the press.
That's your press?
No, my children go there. I don't go there.
Racist fucking priest. Okay.
Well, en geen niks meer aandag hier aan nie.
Wow, you surprise me today. You are very sharp. You need to keep
it up. As jy aandag gee, is ek eintlik funny, hoor.
I will keep quiet from now on and I'm going to allow you to take the stage.
Skryf dit asseblief neer en teken daarby.
Anywho.
Anyway.
Ek speel vir ons Abba, Simon. So instrumentele muziek vir achtergrond.
Ook fantastisch. Nog? Dit is baie oulik. En dan, Manila Von Teese is die eerste drag queen wat so ver gekom het in talent competitie, SS Got Talent. Sy het tweede plek gewen in SS Got Talent. Sy is ook deel van ons Pink Lurie drag groep wat elke jaar in huis nou optree.
Oh wow.
Ja.
And she is amazed because
sy is rare goed.
And the most interesting thing about that was the rallying on social media for her. That was absolutely amazing. She's from Cape Town, hey?
Ja. Nee, sy is rare amazing queen. En a stunning mens. Sy is nie, want drag queens vooral is geneig as jy bietjie fame kry of so, begin jy heroentjie kry of hulle het die, ek weet nie, een gewoonte om dat drag queens moet altijd bitchy wees.
Ja.
Sy is glad nie.
Oh my goodness.
Down to earth, so nice mens, ja. So
Idols did it with that Sinead
Idols
person.
Idols ja.
And now this, it's just the ingekerk going backwards.
Ja. Third time lucky, ek moet inskryf iets.
Well, that's the one way the ingekerk doesn't want to go and that's backwards. They might enter into something.
But we going, Casper and I going backwards. Right into JP's kitchen.
Ja, but JP, I just want to tell you, you didn't look gay on stage, eh?
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
You see, I'm gay, but you looked very butch.
Thank you.
Yeah, masculine.
So that's to me the perception or the difference between what people perceive all gay guys to be. Everybody expects us to be wearing handbags and be really girly type of guys. So it's actually quite cool to be able to differentiate and say, okay, I'm gay, but I can still change my own car's tire.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? I want to tell you something while I reload Cindy. she says, shit, you guys make me laugh. That your husband, I wouldn't in a million years say he's gay.
Glad nie. Ek sê vir Kasper op pad, hy is toe gestrand. Ek weet nie hoe het ons gepraat oor daar gepraat, maar iewers praat ons oor, en ek dog, dit is jou strijd boete. Want hy het op een story met hy gesê, soos in, hy is nervous vir jou en alles, en ek soos in, dit moet seker jy op sy boete wees.
Yeah.
Want hy lyk soos die boot rugby spelerkie.
Hy is een rugby speler.
Like well, okay.
Like that's so nice.
Ja.
That's so nice.
Nee, ons eerste date het ek self ook getwijfel.
Soos setup.
Ja, soos, yes, wat gaan die aan?
Bernard, I want to ask you something. I read on the internet that there's some tiff going on between Ellen DeGeneres and Kathy Griffith.
Ek was op pad na Ellen toe nou net.
Sy het sy ding ook gekry.
Sy het die ding gekry, maar wat funny was oor die hele, wat ek eindelijk wil sê is, sy het gesikkel om entrance te kry na die White House toe. want sy het haar ID by die huis vergeet. En die sekuriteit wou haar nie inlaat nie, want...
Ellen.
Ja. Want sy het nie haar ID documentation by haar nie. Ek kom myself ook. Kijk jy nie Ellen nie, ek denk dit is genoeg identification.
Oh my goodness, that is sad. But sy het vir my Bikkie... And I'm a big Ellen fan, but she said for my so klein bietjie onversorgelik. On CNN.
Ja. Nee, maar,
I'm sorry.
Het jy gesien, sy,
I know she cried. I know she cried.
Don't.
And I know it was emotional. But sy het mooi gelyk.
Dit sy stunning gelyk.
Bietjie
rooi in die oë, maar stunning.
Sy het baie in die so ou gom straatkentjie gelyk.
Sy het beautiful gelijk, maar anyway.
Maar wat nou van Kathy Griffith?
So, ek weet nie, daar, wel, hoe geloofwaardig is dit nou, weet ons nou ook nie, want ek meen, hulle altoe is comedians, so dit kan daar ook net wees, laat het een moose joke is tussen die twee, maar Kathy het een boek geskryf, en in die boek skryf sy van, I'm almost positive, a certain beloved daytime talk show host had me kicked out of a backstage dressing room at the Emmy Awards. En sy hint na Ellen toe dier te sê, this person has short blonde hair. En dat sy a mean streak het wat die hele Hollywood van weet. Maar blijkbaar het dit begin, Kathy was guest op Ellen's show in 2007. En sy skryf in die boek dat Ellen did a monologue about how mean I am. I was in the dressing room like, shit, you're another woman comic. Maar ek bedoel, Ellen, ga nie, as jy een gas op haar show is, obviously was dit een joke geweest.
God, sorry, ek het iets verkeerds gedrukt. Ek het iets verkeerds, I wanted to, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to read the WeChat, and then I pressed the wrong mouse.
I love you, Casper.
Kan ek my muis doe het, Mark? Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, I love it.
Die paniek in sy oë is amper geloofwaardig.
Oh my goodness.
We must quickly move on. I'm finished with your...
Okay.
And then I will come back. Come back, Anna. I must speak to... What's this? I must speak to JP now because we got a section called... Starf Puppies. Starf Puppies. And it's time for that. And we nearly run, we're 5 minutes left. He's got to go to the fucking airport as well, he said. What is playing in the background?
Jij had het opgezet.
Dat is Abbas, oh ja, dat is Benny Anderson. And he's so talented. Anyway, so I am now, where am I? Why have I got Barocco?
Sure. I'm still reeling with that. Shock of...
What did I do? Shock of what?
Nee, shock of like your like Oscar performance. What Bernard?
Stop Puppy, here go.
Stop Puppies! Stop Puppies! Stuff Boobies on day 8. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
Wat gaan ek vandag eet? 'N lekker aartappel met roomsaus en muisrome. Oh, dit gaan lekker wees. Of miskien 'n broodjie met gevulde hoender en 'n champagne laagie. Ja, Sandwich Baron. Dit is 'n bevokte plek. Ek het weer hulle ad verloor.
Champagne laagie.
Ja, whatever. Wat van 'n gegrilde eekhoring? Met gepocheerde nuts. JP, what's your favorite song and hoekom?
Favorite song, hoekom? Wat is die... Daar is ook die witte liedjie sing. Dis my huidige favorite, hoe kan ek sê, wat nou in die circulatie is.
Justin Bieber.
Nee, asjeblief nie.
I love Justin.
Die liedjie se naam is Die Happy Man. Wie sing dit, Bernard?
Die Happy Man.
Die Happy Man.
Maar wat kom jy nou? Jy het vir my gesê Red Red Wine. Ek het opgelei.
Dis my golden oldie liedjie. Jy kan hom nog steeds speel.
Yeah, but that's what I want to play now.
Ja, jy kan hom speel. Okay, I love it.
I was like going cold because I was thinking, oh my God.
Thomas Red.
Thomas Red, daar sê.
Thomas Red Red Wine.
Yeah, Thomas Red sing vir Die Happy Man. Dis my huidige gunsteling liedjie. Wag nou. Oor het, dis die liekie wat ek perform het net voordat ek vir Stefan uitgevra het.
Wow. Oh, wow. Ja. Ach, dis so sweet as mense nog mekaar uitvra. Ja. Niemand het my uitgevra nie.
Het
jy skree daaroor?
Niemand het my uitgevra nie.
En van daar af is dit verhouding in baie, baie rooi wijn en dis ook om ek Red Red Wine gekies.
Oh. Oh. Okay,
ja, so ek kan ook romanties wees.
Oh, I understand. Het jy die song vir hom gesing?
Ek was by a show gewees, een van my shows, wat ek actually 5 songs opgetree het. En ek het die koorgedeelte van elke song gevat en in 'n kaartjie gesit en vir een van sy vriendinne gegee. En as jy al die koorgedeeltes gaan lees, dan vertel het basis die story van hoe ons mekaar leer kenne. En elke song wat ek perform het, het sy vir mekaartjie gegee. Tot aan die einde van die show toe gee ek vir hom die laaste kaartjie self wat vir hom sê, sal jy my ou wees.
Dis cute.
Dis so mooi.
Nou, hoe gaan die verloving wees?
Ons gaan volgende jaar Parys toe, so ons sal sien hoe werk dit.
Vrystaat.
Frankryk.
Betty is hy skerp.
Betty is on die brand.
Benora blyd.
Woody sê, hi Kasper, ek hoop dit gaan goed daar. Dit gaan dankie. Ek het langklaas geluister. Skaam jou. My iPhone het gefak. In die skerm gekraak. Wat? Wat?
In die skerm het gekraak.
Okay, jy moet help. I can't see, hey. Wat sal my goed bokker koper kos? Om dit iFix te vat?
Of om 'n blikkie doem te koop en gebruik.
Oh, Woody, you old humorist. Yeah, I would say try doom first. You never know.
Dis as daar nog doom oor is. Het julle gesien die sales van Pick n Pay met doom? It's just wat ek weet nie wat die getal nie, maar hulle het 'n magdom doom verkoop in 'n kwestie van 2 dae.
Yeah,
sure.
I know, because I know that I saw a lot of mosquitoes like demonstrating. Oh God,
red wine make my feet so fine. You keep me rocking.
12 million.
What?
Blikkies doom wat hulle verkoop het.
Really, isn't that fake news? I can't remember this bit. Can you?
Oh, yeah.
Ach, JP, I want to thank you for being here, and I will see you in Cape Town, and you are in our hearts.
We will see him in Cape Town.
Can you asseblief net vir Bernard saambring?
Nee, apparently wil Gavin my nie daar hê nie, want is, ons gaan eet by die restaurant en ons gaan dit in ek op 'n ander keer kom.
Stiefsisters word nie toegelaat.
Jy's vreeslik oulik, maar Bernard het my eerste onderhoud gereël, so sorry, hy
oh
ben,
my goodness!
Hy, ja, my eerste onderhoud met jou.
Oh, was he the middleman?
Mm.
Oh.
Bernard's my favorite op hierdie stadion.
Okay, kan saam, kom, hy kan saam.
Okay, then he can come.
Aw, jy is so gaaf.
Bernard, anders los jy hulle hier en jy kook hier vir my.
I think it's better.
Daar sy.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Well, on that wonderful note, I think it is time that we should go to our episode of Consistory. And
yay.
It is time for that. But before Sessa Malé, right, okay?
Cindy.
Ja,
Cindy sê.
Sy sê, ek is haar god.
Have you ever? Maar sy love for Betty and sy love for Gavin.
But I'm the god, so fuck off.
Oh.
So, what I wanted to say is that we must all say WeFix. That is, are we going to advertise them now? We just say, so, every time I point at one of you, you say it in a different emotion. So,
okay.
Think emotions.
Okay.
Okay.
Sê gou weer wat jy gesê het.
Jesus.
Ek het 'n emotion ingeval.
Ja, letterlik. You say WeFix in an emotion. So like I'm going to say WeFix.
Oh, WeFix.
WeFix. Wat is Satanus?
Hartlywig.
Jy?
WeFix.
Sexy.
Ja.
of ook hardlywe.
Is die bed? Oh, hulle lekker, ne?
Yes, like Rita, dit is sommer gemakkelijk. Een man kan net so makkelijk aan die slaap raak.
Sy brand, dankie dat jy vir my opgekom het aan die bedwinkel. Sal jy weer vir my opkom?
Ek sal enige tyd vir jou opkom. Jy moet net vra, is jy gemakkelijk? Kan ek dalk hier die bloesie van jou so bietjie losmaak?
Ja. Jy sal sien die bra het 'n kode.
Goed reg, ek sukkel so 'n bietjie. Ek het verskriklike klein vingers van daar, dis 'n bakkersding. Ek dink ek het hom geskeur.
Ja, kom hulle.
Ja, sien jy jou hande. Knie hulle. Knie dit. Rita, ek is
spinnekoppe sien. Daar is doem langs die bed.
Dankie, ek is nogal bang vir hulle. Sjoe, Rita, ek kan hierdie sensasie, ek kan dit nie beskryf nie. Dit is, ek gaan enige oomblik dalk nou my roompoffertjie laat ontplof.
Galop!
Ek sit daai broodjie in jou eentjie.
Aga! Magala!
Ek gooi bietjie meel.
Ja!
Bring die...
Daar sy...
Eiers klits hulle gauw.
Hoe lang glaas het ek so'n houtlepel in my emmer gevoel?
So in my hand jou wonderlijke lieflike kapkijk.
Vagina bloes.
Ja, dit is so'n wonderlijke sensatie. Ek is reg om my versiersuiker op te sit.
Wacht, my nie versiersuiker. Ek het nog 'n koppie water wat ek moet bygooi.
Ek klits net.
God, gij brand.
Nee. Kyk hoe mooi reis hy. Skies,
jy is fantastisch.
Dankie, ja, yes. Jy is nie self nie sleg nie.
Koffie vir jou?
Ja, dankie, dit sal baie lekker wees.
Met een of twee eier, ou gesuiker.
Maak het twee.
Baie dankie vir die hulp, dokter.
Ach, dit is 'n reuse plesier. Ek het so gewoond geraak aan die klein karnallie daarso in ons pasgebore saal eenheid. Ek wou net baie graag vir my twee gunsteling pasiënte ook 'n woord van dank gee dat julle my gehelp het dat ek hierdie jaar weer op Hartenbos 'n nuwe strandhuis kan koop.
Ek so hou jou humor so pittig. Kyk die klein babiekie. Hy slaap in my arm. Kyk net die engel gezichtie.
Oh, hier, kyk net die gevreekie.
Oh.
Ek gaan eerlijk met julle wees. 'N paar weke terug het ek en Elizabeth, ek gaan eerlijk met jou wees, ek het inderdaad van tyd tot tyd na jou kind verwys as die Satanse semen.
Ja?
Maar die wonderlikste ding het gebeur die laaste paar week. Ek weet nie of het is sy tanne wat nou uiteindelik uit is of iets soos dit nie, maar die kind, dis 'n gedaanteverwisseling. Hy is prachtig en so slim.
Elizabeth, maak bietjie die kleintjie wakker. Damien, kyk, wie se gesig sien jy hier voor jou?
Hallo. Dokter! Yay! Wow!
My genade, die kind praat wrachtig al.
Ja, die kind kan praat.
Ek denk jylle kan behoorlik trots wees. Dis amper onnatuurlik.
Ek weet, hy praat die mooiste en die aand lees hy vir my voor. Hy is so oulik.
Skonto!
Hel dit nou is.
Ah, Dominique Kong, hoe gaan dit? Nee, ek het julle so lank laas gesien. Is julle nou by die huis, dokter, is hulle nou veilig by die huis? Dit was maande.
En dit is met groot trots dat ek er aankondig dat hulle al die laaste ronde toetse mooi geslaag het en ons gevoel het is tyd om die kind uit quarantaine, ek bedoel uit die waaksaal uit te haal.
Ah, kyk hoe kyk hy vir my. Ja, Heer, hy is so sweet. Ach, Dominique Kon, ons is so lief vir hom. Hy het so verandering gebring. En om te dink dat ek het 2 keer, terwyl Elizabeth geslaap het, met 'n breinald, vir haar gestaan en staar. Rectic? Lange hands? Ja, dis toe dokter gesê het is 'n kind van 'n ander dimensie. Jy het dit vir my gesê, dokter.
Ja, maar ek het bedoel...
Wat ek bedoel is
dat die kind op daardie stadium vir my simptome getoon het, wat my herinner het aan 'n sekere syndroom wat soms by nietgebore babas voorkom. Ek het nooit geïmpliseer dat hy deur duistere magte oorval is nie.
Wel, ek het ander gedagtes daaroor, dokter.
Ek kan nie glo wat ek hoor. Dat hy die prachtige babiekie, hy die lewe.
Ja, nee, ek stem saam as dominee. Moet jy jou skaam, dokter, dat jy hierdie lewe wil weggooi soos 'n stuk McDonald's omhulsel.
Laat ek net myself verduidelik. Ek is 'n dokter, 'n mediese praktisyn. Ek het 'n eed geneem wat sê dat ek mense sal bewaar en beskerm. Dis die eed van Hippokrates. Nou, die eed van Hippokrates sê dat ek altyd na my pasiënte se beste wil omsien. So met u kind is ek dan so bly om te sien dat al die dinge wat ons toegepas het, die Ritalin, hy is al klaar op minder, die Ritalin het gewerk, die drips het gewerk, die antibiotikas het gewerk, die kind het inderdaad 'n verbetering getoon.
Dokter, waar sou ons gewees het sonder hierdie kind? Hierdie kind wat jy wou doodmaak. Hoeveel keer het jy vir my met 'n klere hanger gestuur in daardie waaksaal? Hoeveel keer het jy die boerse gefluister? Dink net wat ons sou gemis het as het nie was vir hierdie babiekie nie. En kyk, hy steek sy handjie op. Hy wil iets vir jou sê, dokter.
Dankie, dokter. Ek lief jou.
Wat? Kan hierdie kind praat?
Ja, dominee. Hy praat al. Hy sê woorde. Dit is een wonder.
Absoluut. Goed, kyk. Kyk al my hare. Dit staan heeltemal oorend.
Wemmie, dominee.
Het hy so slim, dominee kan. Hy weet so. Hy is regtig hoor. Jy kan vir hom enige vraag. Vaar vir hom een vraag. Goed dan. Damien?
Ja?
Wat is die primêre kleure?
Hulle vier.
eenheid drie is nie bad nie. En het jy nog 'n vraag? Ja, Damien, die koëffisiënt van 5. As jy dit met 8 maal, hoe vinnig sal jy by jou trein uitkom as jy in die weste vertrek het?
Kukul kaka, kaka kaka.
Sis, sis, sis.
Taku.
Oh, Yara.
Oh.
Boek in Braille in Westernaria.
Bram, 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 bram. Dis Kasper Radio.
So a while back we had 2
extra special
guests in the studio, and they were Morty Williams and Christy Suttner. Remember the full Morty? We spoke about that. We raved about that. We saw that. We loved it. Gavin didn't go. Gavin went to fucking Michael Jackson. Remember?
Regrettably.
I was invited. We were just talking about that. Morty invited me in a smoking room.
What do you mean, I don't smoke?
And you still didn't go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and you still didn't go.
But the 3rd of December, they got a new show that we must go to, Gavin. Okay. I've already said yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm in.
You better be.
Gavin?
Listen, I was only cancelled of 99, so we're in
Live Jukebox, a musical game show where the audience calls the shots. So let's find out what that means.
Okay, over to you, Christy.
Cool. First of all, they call the shots, but it's shots of Bacardi.
What?
Because it's sponsored. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, but still, what does it mean?
What does it mean? The shots of Bacardi. Okay, basically what happens is it's a game show, a music game show, where we do a bit of a spin-off of... Noot for Noot, Lurikerai. Don't forget the lyrics.
Lip sync battle.
Amal die goeters.
Yeah. And the way some karaoke, even. Yeah.
We got a section there called Karaoke Kakoff. Which is. Yeah.
And they do.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And they do. And the way that we do the scoring is instead of writing the points down for whatever answer you get right, you have to take a shot of Bacardi.
Yes.
Wait. So for every shot that you get right, you have to take a shot.
Yes.
For every answer you get right, you got to take a shot.
Yes.
Do you know what a mind fuck that is? Because and it's brilliant. You know why? Because we've got such like a natural ability to want to be right, but yes, you don't want to drink and get drunk as well. So it is such a beautiful concept.
Thanks.
Wow. Well done, guys.
Thank you, man. Yeah, no, it's lekker. And what we do is we toss the shot glasses into buckets. Yeah. Mm. And so, and then we do a tally afterwards just to find out what the very winner is.
And that's how you win.
Incredible winner a bottle.
Yeah, of course. And we also, not only that, we're also sponsored by Strive Tours Craft Beer.
Yeah.
Which is very, very cool, like up-and-coming brand. Mm. So as you walk in, you get some craft beer, and there's also craft beers up for grabs, so like spot prizes for exceptional standout performances from our audience.
Oh my goodness.
That's bayalika.
Yeah.
I need to get training.
I don't understand what's going to happen. What happened?
Who's drunk word and vrou antwoord?
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a quiz. Hulle vra vir jou vrae en jy gaan soos in flip
en
betrek.
We have a number of genres, and then the audience chooses which genre they'd like. So it's like everything I'm going to actually show you. We've got pop.
Yeah.
TV tunes.
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah.
Local.
Okay.
60s and 70s, 80s and 90s.
Okay, can I choose now TV tunes?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
I'm choosing TV tunes. So what's going to happen now?
Okay.
Which game are we going to play first?
Shall we
take a note?
Take a note. Okay, take a note.
Take a note.
TV2 say, mag ik kyk hier?
Ek gaan nie kyk.
Okay, no cheating.
I love the KPX.
All right, so what's going to happen? This is our little bit of section of noot van noot.
Okay.
Jy kry net een kort luidraaikie in.
Oe.
En dan moet jy nou vir my sê wat die liekie is.
Van die TV-tune.
Van die TV-tune. Yes. So jy het nou TV-tunes gekies.
Hoeveel note kry ek, Johan?
Want jy kry... Hoeveel note kry jy? Net so
klein
stukkie. Net so klein stukkie, okay. But it's not rocket science really.
No.
This one, enige popo kan nou die ene onthou.
Okay.
Okay, so luister net baie mooi.
Okay, but it's just for me, hey?
Oh yeah, but she's not working. Why is she not playing?
Because she's a fuck up.
Because she's not... Yeah, thank you kindly, slider.
Sorry, my slider.
Don't be sorry, politicians aren't. Okay. So, ons gaan so.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, pa pa da pa pa sha pa da pa 18.
Are you sure? Let's find out. Kom ons luister. Do you agree? What do you think? Well done, Keiko. Okay. Not to cack, eh?
And we actually said on the way here we should have brought some Bacardi.
We should have brought you some Bacardi.
Yeah, no, but I don't drink. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to drink.
I can drink on behalf of you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, for sure.
That's if you actually pitch up, Gavin.
He's a noche in.
He's a volume up
four. He's up four. Is it that, Christy?
Is
the volume four?
Let me see.
Kijk daar.
Technician extraordinaire.
Ik druk die ding en ze maken niks.
Nothing.
Okay, well then play.
Just play. Okay.
Next one.
Right, next one. Next
TV
one.
Tunes.
TV Tunes. What do you think?
Oh, it's someone I don't know, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess
it is.
This
is a soap.
You want to hear it again?
Medium or something. Okay, what's it called?
I've never.
Hey, do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Afrikaans, ons maak dit reg.
Fix it with
the fixer.
Yeah.
Yay! There's no what the Ola.
Now we are your shot. So when you get there,
that's
well done, everyone at home. Take a shot.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. Let's say, for instance, you choose.
No, let him choose.
No, what?
But I'm still busy with TV.
Oh, you're still busy.
No, but you.
Nee, ons is klaar met jou.
Nee, ek wil nog TV tune.
Nee, wacht, Jay.
Moet ek verloor het?
Ja.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
no,
sorry.
No,
I just want to know the rules. It's fine.
Okay.
So do you want to try?
You got pop, rock.
Okay, wait, there's pop, rock.
TV tunes.
TV tunes. Okay, you can't choose TV tunes now. Rock, local, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
She's going to go for local.
She's like that.
80s.
80s,
oh
okay.
My God, let's see. All right. Is daar een in, hè?
Ja.
Ja, luister gou.
Ek hoor die ou se stem as hy begin sing.
Luister mooi. Do you give up? Anybody?
Ja. Yeah.
Dat is een vrouw wat weet wat aan gaan. Achter elke man.
It's Boston more than a feeling.
Yeah.
Dit is ek hoor sy stem in my kop, maar ek kan nie.
No. Right dan. Nog een.
Okay, maar nou is hy uit, want
hy's
uit.
Okay. Now it's Gavin.
So now you've got available to you, Pop.
Oh,
en dan nog 'n ding is, as jy die ding verkeerd kry, né?
Ja.
Dan gee ons vir jou 'n moer my shot that you have to take, but that doesn't get tossed into the bucket for the end result.
So drink gaan jy drink of jy nou reg of verkeerd sit
en guess what? Verniet gesyper.
And also Uber, guys.
What happens to people that don't drink?
They can nominate anybody in the audience to take
Drunk board. I don't drink anymore. Okay. What are my options again?
Okay,
so TV tunes are out,
okay,
80s
so
are out.
Local. You've got rock, you've got local, or 60s and 70s.
I've got no problem with being local. Local it is.
We know that. Wil jy local gaan?
Yeah.
Wil jy local gaan? Okay.
Maar maak het makkelijk.
Ach, dat is frik makkelijk, luister. Nee, ons gaan naar die unit.
Ja, easy, yeah. We're going to give you the hard one.
Okay, hier gaan ons.
This is not another story about the hood. This is a story about a dog living with six wives and one dangerous man.
Mm.
Dog, dog, Shabaleza. Shabaleza.
This is a story about the hood. This is a story about a dog living with six wives and one dangerous man.
Here it comes.
In the hood.
Shabaleza.
Yeah. Kijk voor jou.
Shot. Shot.
Yeah.
Shot.
Exactly. Right, so.
Next. Bring it on. Bring it on. That's Casper 1, Gavin 1, and Betty no.
Can I choose again now?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I?
Yes, choose.
I want to choose 67.
Let's do it.
Okay, what's that? No. Let me go look. Okay. Yeah. Listen, it's mooi.
Jesus.
It's not called that.
Must I play it one more time for you?
Please.
Lekker chai. Look at the sun that's shining and the flowers driving through the cloud.
What the fuck is that? Let's see if he's right. Is that?
Sugar.
Oh, honey. You are my candy girl.
And you got me wanting you.
Lick a jist.
Shem, give him the other one.
That is a B.
Let me give you one more.
Okay.
Just to be. No, shame.
That's okay.
Oh. Luister gauw. Nee, wacht, hey.
Gaan ik naar weer zitten?
Oh.
It's not 10 years old to be fucked by
anyone. Oh, nice. Let's check. Kom eens kijken wat die donor is. It's not. Yeah, next marks is for Carlton. And if you don't get it, we give you a clue. Let's say Carlton dance.
Ah.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Well done. Yes. Okay, so no, we won't count.
But Morty, now what happens? Because you've got a live band on stage.
Yes.
So what happens? When do you start singing?
When do we start singing? If you get it right. Ne?
Yeah.
Then we start singing.
Then we sing the same
thing.
With
the band, yeah.
With the band. Oh, and we've got a fabulous MD that is running the band. And her name is?
Saranti Readers.
Ooh, Saratio.
So we're so excited to have her on board.
Saranti. MD.
Yes.
Musical director.
Oh, sorry.
Not medical doctor.
Or managing director.
Fucking nurse that was on standby.
So remember, she's also going to be playing the clues live. So it won't be canned like it is now. It'll be
she will be playing it live. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Okay, well, next is Bernard. He's up next.
Yo, cons.
What's Urnavia?
What's left for him?
Rock.
What did you choose?
Rock.
Oh, fuck.
Rock. Suk jy ervai rock?
Well, yours a belief.
Oh. Yes, I'd love it.
Was my rocky, Christy?
En moet het nie makkelijk maak, hè?
Why do you hate me, Gavin?
It's
yeah,
oh, no, I think we used
the we used
one.
Rock.
Okay, how about we play a lyric off?
Must we play a lyric off? It's like
what does that mean?
It's lyric. It's don't forget the lyrics.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can choose. You can now choose from the beginning of all the genres again. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got pop. You've got rock. TV tunes. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, or local.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna go first.
Fuck.
Lord.
This is a family show.
I'm saying the lyric. I can't even
sing. We're gonna show you. Yeah, we're gonna sing it for you.
Okay, fantastic.
Earphones do it. Can I also miss?
Yeah, can't you?
Can I share with her?
Gaan we maar weer 80s en 90s.
Okay. Wat ik verkeerd gehad in de eerste keer.
Are you gonna sing a song and then stop it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then he must go on.
Correct.
Okay.
Die woorden zal net zo wegvallen. Waar is ons nou?
It's what? Not unusual.
Is it 80s and 90s or what? 60s
and
70s?
That's the wrong one.
Yeah.
80s and 90s.
Did you say 80s and 90s?
Ja, yeah. Maar weet niet of ik dat moet doen, nee.
Okay, that's your choice. Between these two.
Oh. Can we say that loud?
Yes. So you've got a choice between Circle in the Sand, Belinda Carlisle. Or Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam. Pump it up. Pump
circle
it up.
In the Sand.
Circle in the Sand.
Okay. I can't say title the best.
Fight way. Da.
Yeah, I must sing also.
Circle in the sand.
Okay, but you need to see now. Must I actually move here, Christy?
Can you just move up, please?
Get in here.
I feel bad, dumb, yella.
Into the mic here, Christy.
Okay.
What's your name, Christopher? No? Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Sing along.
Everyone together.
At mime.
Sundown all around, walking through the summer's end. Waves crash, baby, don't look back. I won't walk away again. Oh, baby, anywhere you go, we are bound together. I begin, maybe where you end, some things are forever. Circle in the sand, round and round.
Fuck knows.
I don't believe those are the lyrics, no.
Circle in the sand, round and round, fuck knows.
Fuck knows.
Let's see if he's right. Did it say fuck knows? Never ending.
It's close.
I actually think she should have just said fuck knows. Yeah.
I love that.
There's weird lyrics.
It was the 80s.
Okay, now for Gavin. Gavin.
Okay, so Gavin.
But I'm going to get it right again.
So are you going to go for pop? Are you going to go
Where are you going? Which genre?
So you've got pop, you've got TV tunes, you've got rock, you've got local, or you've got 60s and
70s. Give me pop, please.
Pop. Okay, so your choices are...
Justin Bieber.
Give me a reason. Just give me a reason by Pink or Wake Me Up by Avicii.
So basically...
Actually, Wake Me Up, hold it.
So basically, like, just give me a reason.
Give me a reason.
Is that not? I just know things song. What's her face?
The lesbian man.
Well, we don't
care.
Just choose
which lesbian.
Avicii or Pink, please.
Would you like Pink or would you like Avicii?
Give me Pink. Because I don't know Avicii.
Avicii. Okay, now we're gonna get Avicii. Avicii.
Avicii.
No, Pink. No?
Pink or Avicii.
Pink. He wants pink.
He wants pink.
Pink or a peachy.
Pink.
A peachy.
Are you ready?
Okay. You're doing all my songs today.
I know the song.
Yeah, it's a good start.
Good. Oh, just wait. Everybody sing what?
Everyone.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart. And I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty. With every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, things you never say to me. Oh,
I don't even know.
La, la.
Okay, let's see. It does it fit in the spaces? I don't even know.
No.
Fuck no. I don't even know.
Should we see the answer?
Yeah, please.
You guys ready? Drum roll.
Tell me that you've had enough of our love.
Love. I just want to say I'm sorry to have disappointed my fans.
Okay, so right. Gavin,
I want to do the lyric one with TV tunes, please. Ooh, that TV seems tunes. To be my stronger point.
I should have gone local. I knew I should have gone local.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you were
just
very
accept
good at
defeat.
Okay, yo, your choices.
Okay, so we have
flashdance. I'll do flashdance. I don't know the gummy. I don't know the gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
You're choosing all my songs. When's Mark gonna sing?
Okay. I'm not gonna sing it.
Lord,
all.
Not gummy bears. Flashdance.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Okay. I'd like to see some choreography, please. Gavin.
We need the bucket and the water, please.
First, when there's nothing. But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone, I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of stone. Well, I hear the music, close my eyes, feel the rhythm wrap around, take a hold of my heart. Everyone, what a feeling, beans believing,
I can take your heart and offer you love tonight.
Let's see what fits in. I can take your heart and fuck you out tonight.
Okay, yeah.
So tonight.
Yeah.
Tonight, Cusper, yeah. I think you need to come to a guest appearance.
Yeah.
So what a feeling, be believing. I can have
it all. Now I'm dancing. Oh,
you were close.
That's
you were
close. Yeah.
Well, in a very strange way. So, when we have finished that now, do you then sing the song live?
So then we sing it live with the band and Serenity, and you all sing along. And we've deliberately chosen like really fun songs that people know very well.
Oh,
you know?
I love it.
Yeah, and then how do you choose your audience members? Like how the person, the contestant?
We throw two random balls.
Yeah.
Into the audience, and the audience, whoever catches
ball.
It.
So we have, and then so we end up having like two team captains. Basically, we divide the audience into two, and then what we found works really well is that the team captains, because they get drunk very fast, then they can start nominating people at the audience to come help them with the different games.
And if they don't know the answer, they can ask anyone in the audience, and then that person will take the shot for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
So we found, we tested the shot in Grahamstown. We thought people weren't going to drink. They drank.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Quite a clever concept.
Yeah.
10 o'clock in the morning. Yes.
Yes.
Already, eh?
Yes. So we had Bacardi. We had Bacardi on board already then, but they supplied us with some whiskey for Grahamstown whiskey. They were going 10 o'clock. No problem. Yeah.
Honey, I knew all the answers, but now I can't fucking see straight.
10 o'clock in the morning with the husband snoring next door.
Oh my goodness! This is amazing.
There's another little what you call it, which is like the old school versus new school.
Yes, let's do one. I think we should just stay with me, please.
Oh, are you tired of singing?
I'm done now.
All right.
What happens
see,
now?
See if I can identify the song. Okay. We're going to do it sort of like, can I go down and skip to the microphone? Then gaan weg is so. Okay. So, I'm going to keep it. Oh, thanks.
Okay, so this is a bit different. You must explain.
Okay. No, you explain.
But I'm not far from the mic, man. So this one works. It's now a contest between the three of you guys. Okay,
yep.
The first
Love
one
it.
To get it right wins.
Okay.
So what it is we've taken popular songs and we've remixed them to make them sound a bit different. So you've got to, the first person who thinks that they know has to go live jukebox as loud as they can.
What?
Live jukebox.
You have to shout live jukebox loud. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna be the judge.
If I know the song.
If you know the song. Yeah.
If you know the song, you can also. Oh, yeah. I will sing it for you and then you. And yes, it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, 'cause I'm just a man.
Not you, Bucks.
What is your answer? You caught live jukebox.
He's totally gonna get a forfeit now. I wish I had booze.
Let's go on. Never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me?
Oh, live jukebox. Stay by that guy from Britain.
Which you need to tell me his name.
Oh, his name? No, it's not Shane. Ach, ek snap voor my gesig, hy's dikke.
The guy from Britain, guys.
The guy from Britain,
Englishman.
Eh? The Englishman. The Englishman in New York. Is it Simon Cowell?
No, it's not Simon Cowell. Give me more.
Okay, wait.
Oh, won't you stay with me?
Oh, yeah.
'Cause it's...
Live jukebox. Stay from Sam Smith.
Nice.
Yay!
Lekker jy.
Very well.
Jy het my nie genoeg clues gegee nie.
Wat 'n clue?
Die dikke. Hy's nie dik nie.
Hy's nie dik nie. Hy's mollig.
I'm sorry, Sam Smith fans, all two of you in the studio.
Speaking of that, see if you can know this one.
Live jukebox. Justin Bieber, sorry.
Nice. Yeah, the jeans.
Really?
You can go going mad at all of my honesty.
It's a believer.
Yeah.
well done. Hey, so you see, basically, that is what it boils down to. That's a kind of...
I totally love it.
I love the song.
It's called Live Jukebox. 3rd of December. At Johannesburg Theater. These people are foreign to me.
It's foreigner.
What is this song called? He heard one guitar. Oh. Just blew him away. Oh my God. Is it the right song?
I think so.
I think it's Jukebox.
That's one guitar! Oh my God! Let's take more to understand.
Just one guitar. It's just way down low. Was it one way ticket?
Only one way to go. Here we go. I found the one ad. Wait.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Thanks, Foreigner. That was very nice. We really love you.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Okay, now I'm going to play you something that's out there. Out there means it's either cuck or good. This is cuck.
Oh,
this is cuck. So I'll play you this, see your reaction, and then I'm going to throw out names after that, and you must sing those in that style.
Okay.
Okay. Good or bad, doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay, but first, let's have a listen to a woman. She is from, we're not quite sure whether she was born in China or whether she was dropped by the Scientologists' UFOs. We're not sure. And she has got no talent whatsoever, which just shows you that everyone can make it. And this is now her Christmas song for 2016. Her name is Wing, and
Wing.
It's Santa Claus.
This Wing is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter.
Yeah.
Not a traditional sleigh cart.
What?
Santa Claus on a helicopter. Santa Claus. Helicopter. December 24th. Wow, it's coming right now in an helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart. He lands in the front yard of a nursery. Oh, the baby's time for moms. He feeds them well if they are hungry. Then he returns to the helicopter and makes a big landing in the city. Dance! City dance! Dance! Helicopter dance! Dance! Santa Claus dance! Follow Santa, he's playing a flute. Follow Santa, take the secret route to the church to place the law. Or the children follow Santa down the road. Sons and daughters, but if you are sick, you can walk. Santa take you to a helicopter. Santa Claus on the helicopter. Santa Claus on the helicopter.
Oh, thank you. That was Wing with Santa Claus on the helicopter. And we are so glad that he was on the helicopter.
Yay!
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to play the game.
Excuse me, dit klink vir my, daar's 'n SABC Kiddie show met sulke fucked up diere puppets. En,
Mr. Chinwag.
Nee, erger as dit.
Older or?
Nee, dis recent. Ek het gekyk nou, toe sit die kinders sit en kyk. Daar's 'n muis wat sing wat so klink.
Wow.
Which is that?
Where did you find that?
Now that woman, this woman is a star.
Really?
Wing, you can buy lots of CDs from her.
No.
I promise.
No.
She is like a big, big star. And yeah, she's alive still. Now, do people book at CompuTicket?
No, it's at the Joburg Theatre website. So it's www.joburgtheatre.com.
www.joburgtheatre.com. You go on there and then you look for live jukebox.
Yeah, and it's at the Fringe Theatre. So it's the smaller theatre. Okay. It used to be called the Tesson.
I've been there.
Yes.
And then you are there with Saranti. And then there's a band as well.
Yes.
So we play and then we give ourselves over to the music and we love it. And we play and we give ourselves over to a live band.
And we get drunk.
Yeah.
And we get drunker and friends.
Yeah.
Now, I want to ask you, you had a wonderful idea that you must still put into practice. But now I've seen Nathaniel is doing that, and I hope he hasn't stolen it from you. And that is that you cook a dinner for an audience.
I know, we are doing that.
We're
still going to do it.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be launching next year, February.
Oh, good.
And it's going to be called Celebrity Festival.
Okay, because I've already started practicing
yes,
my recipe.
Yes, because you're going to be our first celebrity.
Yay!
Yes.
So. I'm going to recipe.
Yay!
I'm going to recipe and recipe.
And you're going to sing a little bit with us, maybe.
I will. Lots of ABBA, Bee Gees, Boney.
Amazing.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Okay, so I can't wait for that. That's next week. Next year, 2017, February. Now, people, think of names of songs or artists. And we throw it towards our two guests, Morty Mortimer or Christy Christiana. Okay, my first one is to Mortimer.
Okay.
Richard John Smith, go!
Wacht, daar was ene.
Kom aan.
Give me a clue, man. Come. Give me a.
Hallelujah. 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 Michael
Rowe. The border shore. Hallelujah. Michael Rowe. The border shore. Hallelujah.
Pam, 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 pam. Day-o.
Isetayo. Isetayo.
Come and I wanna go home. Deyo. Isetayo.
Hey, hey.
Daylight, come and me wanna go home.
Okay, so I threw you a bit. Eh?
Just like I haven't heard that. I come with a Noorse ark.
Yeah. Just my youth. Just my like youth is Noorse ark.
Many moons ago.
So yeah, that was okay. Now you throw him, Gavin, or her with a name or a song.
wacht jy.
Yeah, but you were saying, you can't just point. This is radio.
Okay, sorry. Bette Midler.
Ooh. Okay.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? And everything I would like to be. I can fly higher than an eagle. You are the wind beneath my wings.
Kijk vir jou, lekker jy.
Julle al twee kan saam ingaan hier
voor. Duet.
Groep Jump van Pointer Sisters. Jump.
For my love, jumping. You up. Jump, 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 jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump,
Anytime.
We never used to listen to that in Cape Town.
Okay, then you start.
What about you? You had a Boney M you wanted the other day? Daddy Cool.
Yes.
Dum 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 dum
dum dum. She's crazy like a fool. What about Daddy Cool?
But don't know the lyrics.
Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool. Daddy Cool.
What about Daddy Cool?
Daddy Cool make me drum.
They're amazing lyricists.
Yes, see.
Wow.
I'm
amazing.
Yeah. Come on down with the girls in the ring.
Cha-la-la.
Yes. Justin Bieber.
Which one?
Okay. Wait, anyone. your my girlfriend, my girlfriend, that one.
My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Woo!
Yeah, not too bad,
yeah. Are you finished? It was good.
And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. You don't want
to. That's my favorite part.
Okay, here I go. Walk like a man.
You're making us sweat here.
I gotta stand for this. Isn't the singing out of my cloaca?
Okay. Let's go.
I can't hear.
Walk like a man, talk like a man, walk like a man, my son.
Amazing.
Woo!
Dit was die Bacardi rum. Have you chosen one?
Let's
Are you googling?
Yeah, I'm
googling. What are you googling? You're making me nervous.
Rots to
okay, yeah, you get it then.
If I told you lately that I love you, have I told you there's no one above you? You fill my heart with gladness, take away all my sadness, ease my troubles,
that's what you do.
Mm. Yeah.
Amazed.
Susie Quattro.
Woo.
I don't know it.
Is that a like an Audi?
Give me a clue, yeah. Start us off.
That's like an Audi.
Oh, sure.
Really? So Susie Quattro is out of your
league?
What does it say?
No. Give me a song. Give me a song. What is the song?
She's in love with you. That's what she wants to do. She wants to go.
Sorry, I feel like I'm letting you down badly.
Okay, let me go.
Sorry for the things I did to you.
Didn't Bonnie Tyler?
Yeah.
Just like so, you clip the number.
Do you want to know a song?
No. I'm not sure that it's appropriate. Okay. I'm just going to do chorus.
Pornographic.
Once upon a time, I was falling in love. Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. Total eclipse of the heart.
I even like that one.
Yes, it.
Turn around.
Every now and then.
Right, exactly. It doesn't really go anywhere after that, I don't think.
But then she was lost in France as well, remember?
Yes.
How did I was lost in France. And my GPS wasn't working. I was lost.
Do you know she's coming, hey? To Joburg Theatre.
Yeah. And the Eiffel Tower kept falling.
Oh, my God.
I am going to Johannesburg, even though I'm 84. I was lost in France. Fuck knows when.
She's still fucking lost.
That was amazing.
Wow. So she's coming.
She's coming, yeah. She's doing, I think, two or three nights in March. Yeah.
Bonnie.
Yeah, I'm quite excited. Yeah.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh,
in France. I'm so excited.
She's lost.
Oh, God.
Do you know the words of memory from Cats?
Yes.
Do you know the words?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Interpret it for me. It is death and destruction you see in front of you. Corpses, it's apocalyptic time. Okay? And sing it that way, very slow. Let's go. Both of you do it.
Together.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'll make noises.
All alone in them.
Bong.
I didn't do it.
Bong.
It's the midnight.
Bong.
What the fuck?
Midnight.
Bong.
Midnight. Fuck. Midnight.
Corner of my
no, man.
Dr. Kevin. I know, fuck, man.
Memories.
Not a sound from the pavement.
Such
here
a
we go. Okay.
Special.
Bong.
I was hoping we could do the other one.
No, the sound from the pavement go.
Wait.
I don't know more than that.
Don't you know Cats?
Not a sound from the pavement and then?
Open up, enter in.
Can we Google the lyrics? That might help.
Yes, Google the lyrics and we end
Google
with that.
The lyrics. Okay.
We end with that because it's going to be, I'm telling you, this is going to be a showstopper.
Okay.
Oh.
This is going to be like a horror theme
for a
show where it's the end of humanity. And we see these corpses. We see very, very thin horses galloping. And
galloping horses.
Galloping.
Gallop, gallop.
Have we got it?
That's okay.
And...
give us a key.
Oh, shit, it's going higher. That clock is going fucking higher.
Pong.
Start your own key. Fuck it.
Touch your midnight.
Okay, a couple of say.
Not a sound from the
oh.
Has the moon lost her
memory?
Hello?
She is smiling. Alone. In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet, and the wind
begins to
memory all alone in the moonlight. I can dream of the old days. Life was beautiful then.
It's gone now.
I remember the time I knew what happiness was.
What was?
Happiness.
What happiness was.
Happiness was.
The memory. Live again.
Na, 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 na.
Here comes the horse.
Live jukebox. Christy Sattner and Mortimer Williams, the 3rd of December at the Joburg Theatre. I will see you there. And thank you for propping in any time you want. You're welcome.
Fantastic.
Like every week you can pop in and we do this.
Yes, yes, let's clap.
That's
let's
so
clap.
Lekker, man.
And Mark is asking on our WeChat, he's asking, is the show coming to Cape Town?
Oh, dear Mark, I must know your ticket gekoppeld, bro. But we're planning to take it all
definitely,
over.
Definitely, yeah.
But
definitely.
We need people to leave the TV and
Woody wants Defying Gravity, but I can't sing that.
Ooh, Chris, that's Chris's favorite song.
Okay,
you are in such luck, right?
Okay, a favorite that'll be musical. Defying Pop and Gravity.
Oh my god.
You don't serious? You have the backtrack there?
No.
Oh,
okay, we'll do the chorus.
Okay, go. Okay.
I'm flying high, defying gravity. We're flying high, defying gravity. And you won't bring me down. And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me down. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Stay well, bye bye, buddy. God bless. Goodbye, goodbye. Farewell, teens. Bye bye. CliffCentral.com.